With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Alrighty, folks, we're going to jump into the vaunted Ben Shapiro Show mailbag. Remember, you have to be a subscriber over at dailywire.com in order to have your question answered. Danny says, "Hey, Ben, I just got done watching the first episode of Invasion on the Border. I have a few questions. We know President Biden is abdicating his duties described in the Constitution in regard to the border. Aren't CBP officers doing the same since they took an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution? I'm assuming they took an oath, so correct me if I'm wrong, but by facilitating Biden's illegal action, it seems to me they are violating their oath. We've seen unions strike for less, so why isn't the CBP union fighting back by striking or refusing to break their oath in civil disobedience type fashion? I would think their oath to the Constitution is more important than their job, especially since morale is at an all-time low and they are leaving for other law enforcement agencies. Maybe I'm being naive." So it is against the law for law enforcement officers to strike. That is not something the public sector unions are typically allowed to do under the law, specifically because you're then striking against public safety, right? If police officers could simply strike and then leave cities unprotected, they could hold up the city for pretty much anything they wanted. So typically that is not legal. As far as whether Border Patrol officers are violating their oath of office, I mean, the oath of office that they take is that they will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and bear true faith and allegiance to the same and take the obligation freely and all the rest of it. But there is an interpretation whereby their constitutional duty is to follow the orders of the executive branch unless it is an egregious violation of constitutional oath. So, yeah, I think at best you can make the case that people, you know, if they don't like it, they can resign. But by the same token, I think they're holding out for a time when they can actually do their jobs. And if they're being legally prohibited from doing their jobs, the best answer is to sue, not necessarily to resign. I think that there is a lawsuit forthcoming, I would assume, from members of Border Patrol being hindered in their duty by the Biden administration. If not, I would certainly be in favor of one. Blake says, "With the House committee advancing articles of impeachment against Mayorkas and constant talks of impeaching Biden over the past year, is this likely to backfire? Will this be giving Democrats the ability to say during the election year, see if it's so wrong when we do it, why are they doing it? If I remember correctly, kicking Omar and Tlaib off Foreign Affairs Committee after Democrats kicked MTG from her committees did nothing to gain popularity for Republicans." No. So I'm totally fine with Republicans advancing articles of impeachment against Mayorkas and talking about impeaching Biden. Why? Because Democrats already opened this can of worms. The rules apply to everybody equally, or they apply to no one equally. If impeachment is only to be reserved for high crimes and misdemeanors, actual crimes named in impeachment documentation, well, then that should apply to everybody. But if only one side gets to play with impeachment and the other side says, no, we take impeachment so seriously as a tool that we will never use it unless it fulfills these basic conditions, then you are effectively granting the tool to the other side. Because if the American public thinks that impeachment is just another political tool, it loses a lot of its political sting, which may in fact be positive if impeachment is just another political tool. Jason says, "Hello, Jewish rap god. I have a question relating to your opinions on college. You say college is a waste of time for a majority of Americans. However, the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows your earnings increase with each degree you earn and pretty significantly too. I understand these numbers are dependent on the degree itself, but since college is still very important for a lot of professions, if most people currently attending college dropped out and instead joined the workforce or went to trade schools, this would leave serious gaps in every section of the business world. With this in mind, what is your recommended solution to resolve these issues?" Okay, so it is not your responsibility not to go to college because college is a credentialing service. Basically, businesses are using colleges as a stand-in for IQ tests. That is the reality of the situation. Anybody tells you differently is lying to you. When you get a resume and the resume says Harvard on top of it, what you are actually reading in that resume is this is a person who is smart. And when you get a resume with JUCO on it, you're saying this is a person who is less smart than the person who went to Harvard, which is why it matters where you go to college. It's why people pursue a college degree. Now, the problem is over-credentialing has now watered down the quality of the degree. So what used to be a distinction between going to college and just finishing high school, that no longer applies. It used to be that a college degree was the credential saying that this is a smart person who may be qualified for an upper level management white collar job. And if you're in high school, then the assumption, and you didn't go to college, the assumption was, unless there was an affordability issue, that it was because you couldn't get admitted to a college. It was a filtering mechanism. Then the federal government decided, idiotically, that if, I mean, this is just how people think because they're stupid, that if a college degree means that you earn more. That is not a symptom. That is actually a way in. So in order to increase your wages, you should go to college, as opposed to the reality, which is that college was the sorting mechanism. So what ended up happening is that everything simply bled up. This is why income goes up as you get, for example, a post-grad degree. Right? So now post-grad is the new college and college is the new high school. It's sort of the way that it works. And high school is the new junior high. That's how this is. And it's unfortunate and it's stupid, but because of that credentialing, businesses are now stuck in that system. So what I've recommended is that actually businesses start looking just at SAT scores. Like, I would rather hire here at Daily Wire, I'd rather hire somebody straight out of high school with a 1420 SAT who didn't go to Harvard and who wants to work for the company and get great job experience. I'd rather do that in some cases at 18 than I would at 22 after they spent 4 years wasting their time and effort over at Harvard University majoring in lesbian dance theory. Megan says, who would be your ideal Super Bowl halftime show? Tom McDonald and me. I mean, come on. We're the biggest rap stars on planet Earth. Plus, it would wreck the world. Either that or the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra. I mean, that would be different, right? You can just have the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra playing the first movement of Beethoven's Ninth or something. I think that'd be awesome. Maybe the last movement of the Dvorak New World Symphony. I mean, honestly, what would make a great halftime show is the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra playing the music of John Williams or something, because that's the crowd at least knows that, like playing movie music. I like that a lot better than all these artists who are, Rick says, hey, Ben, I'm a big fan of the show. I want to thank you for what you and the Daily Wire Plus team does for America. My question is, do you think there are dinos like there are rhinos? If no, do you think the Republican Party would benefit from having dinos in blue states? There'd be Democrats in name only, meaning people who are effectively Republicans but campaign as Democrats. There are some in New York. There are people who are quote-unquote Democrats because the Democratic Party is a uniparty in New York. There is no effective Republican Party in many areas of the state. And so you see some people campaigning as Democrats who are actively Republicans, kind of. You see some of it down south. You will see some people in California who do this. Again, less down south than California and New York. There are a few, not too many. Brian says, in the context of the current Middle East situation, if you were Secretary of Defense, what specific strategic goals would you advise the president to pursue? Containment of Iran, fomenting of peaceful relations between Saudi Arabia, Egypt, UAE, Jordan, and Israel in an alliance that is directed against Iran. That would be the Central American policy, and ensuring freedom of the seas with regard to the Red Sea and the Straits of Hormuz. Those are the American interests in that region. Ensuring the quiescence of the Mediterranean. De-escalation of the Turkish ambitions, which are likely to create a serious NATO problem that nobody's actually looking at. Turkey is a member of NATO, but Turkey is also an Islamist state at this point. And those things are all achievable, by the way. If you kill American troops in Jordan, we should sink. The United States should sink. Every piece of Iranian hardware that is floating in the Red Sea or the Strait of Hormuz, it should all be at the bottom of that body of water. It should be at the bottom. And then they will stop screwing with the United States. We should put the sanctions back on. We should tell the Saudis, if you want to go against the Houthis, do it. The Houthis are a nefarious, evil terrorist group. You want to extirpate them, do it. Israel wants to go after Hezbollah, do it. We're not going to fight it for you. But if you want to do it, it's better for the world if Hezbollah does not exist in Lebanon. And one of the amazing stories is how people just sort of abandoned Lebanon to Islamic terror. Lebanon used to be a really nice country. Beirut was called the Paris of the Middle East back in the 1950s. It was actually a Christian country. And then it was taken over by Islamists and destroyed. And apparently the West just shrugged at that. That was totally fine. Chris says, Ben, not all things that seem like paganism are paganism. Paganism is actually a spiritually based set of religions that tend to believe in higher beings than ourselves. Calling everything against Judeo-Christian values paganism is akin to liberals calling anything contrary to their liberal values Nazism and fascism. What do you think? Well, I agree that not everything that I don't like is paganism. Paganism is effectively a belief that there are gods other than the monotheistic God. Right? Those are forms of paganism. And that takes a wide variety of forms. I've never suggested that I think people who disagree on taxes are pagans. So I'm not sure exactly what the implication is. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.
Spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. So your weekly grocery run can feel even more productive, and that morning coffee can taste like a little victory. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities to get lower rates on loans. Like for a new ride or finally having a home to call your own. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.